Back when I was 22, I went backpacking around the world for the first time. A few weeks into my trip, I was feeling alive like I'd never felt before. And I remember vividly travelling on a train between Venice and Milan, where I wrote this line in my journal. Travel is the catalyst of life. And that sentence has been a cornerstone of my life's philosophy ever since. If we fast forward to today, I've just returned to New Zealand after 10 weeks overseas, and I've been to 5 different countries and experienced a hugely diverse range of cultures and experiences. And definitely travel continues to be a catalyst of life for me. And this trip has sparked so many fresh perspectives and ideas that I'll be sharing with you here and weave into my work in the weeks and months and years ahead. Let's get into the first idea. It's all about creating lasting impact. During my travels, I got struck by this idea of lasting impact, ideas and things that last beyond our tenure, our lifetime. It's fair to say that, well, I'm entering a stage of life where my mind's turned to that question a little more often, so perhaps my radar's particularly on to this topic. Here are 3 examples that I came across as I was traveling around the idea of lasting impact. Number 1, lasting buildings. On the outskirts of Santa Teresa Galura, which is in the north of Sardinia in Italy, there's the remains of a Bronze Age village. It's about 3,500 years old. So when I say remains, I'm not talking about a few stones scattered around. There are whole buildings scattered around. They're constructed in the dry stone wall manner, which is where the technique of building the wall relies more on well-placed stones than it does on any mortar. It doesn't use mortar because mortar can crack as the climate changes. Whereas if you've got a dry stone wall, it just stays as it is over centuries and millennia. That's lasting impact. Number 2, lasting design. In the heart of London lies the RSA, the Royal Society for Arts, Manufactures and Commerce. It's been around since around 1754. On the ground floor, there's an impressive list of names. They're the Royal Designers for Industry, or RDI for short. Royal designers are responsible for designing the world around us. They enrich our cultural heritage. They drive innovation. They inspire creativity in others. And generally, they just improve the quality of our life. The RDI is the highest accolade for designers in the UK. Only 200 people can hold the title. And Royal Designers include some familiar names, Dame Vivienne Westwood for fashion design, or Geoffrey de Havilland for aircraft design, and Jony Ive for the iPhone. As I was standing in the lobby of the RSA, I craned my neck to read through this huge list, and I reflected that these people have all contributed something to society well beyond their immediate networks and time in the spotlight. That's lasting impact. Finally, let's talk about lasting service. So closer to home, I visited my old childhood stomping ground of Dunsborough in the southwest of Western Australia. And along the waterfront there, there's a prominent building that houses the Naturalist Volunteer Marine Rescue Service. Now, this was set up by my dad back in 1982 when, as a passionate fisherman and being relatively new to the area, he saw a need for safety at sea that wasn't being met. And after some small beginnings, it's still going strong 43 years later. And it's staffed by volunteers and it provides an invaluable services to the thousands of boaties who get out in the ocean all year round. That's lasting impact. Why does the idea of lasting impact matter? Well, I reckon it matters because in our modern Western culture, change is constant and time is precious. And so, because of those two things, it's so easy to operate in reactive mode where we're pretty much constantly dealing with the next fire or crisis or thing in front of us that pops up. And when we're in reactive mode, we get really good at making bad things, the things we don't want, go away. We're solving problems all the time. But the cost of this is that we never really get to focus on creating something that lasts and truly makes a difference over the long term. This matters to me, and I'm hoping it matters to you, that we are able to create things that last beyond us. Systems, impact, outcomes that really do keep going for years, decades, and even centuries beyond our time here on the planet. Over the coming weeks and months, I'm going to be turning my attention to what it takes to lead lasting impact. And I want to be offering services to senior leaders, maybe like you, to help you lift your head up, to focus more on what truly matters over the long term, and to support you to develop the skill sets and mindsets and networks that create lasting impact. So for now, just ask yourself a couple of questions. What impact do I want to create that lasts well beyond my tenure and time here? And what one thing can I do today that can contribute to that, even in a small way? Thanks for listening. If this got you thinking, and I'm sure it has because you are still listening, then I'd love you to share this with one other person, someone who you think would really enjoy it, and then get a conversation going, because when we connect, those conversations can be powerful catalysts for change. I'm Digby Scott. This is Dig Deeper. And until next time, go well.